de mes restes, tu t'en fous du reste, ça ne compte pas. Tire les ficelles, les policinelles, aussitôt fera ce que tu voudras. Cachera ses peines, cachera ses haines sous des mots d'amour. Irait dans le monde pour que toi dans l'ombre tu aies le triomphe auquel t'as le droit. Ton policinelle fera tant de zèle que dès qu'on seulement si j'ai un cœur. Sais-tu seulement si j'ai une âme. C'est pas prévu dans ton programme de prestidigitation. Tire les ficelles de policinelle, mais prends garde à toi, car il est possible que je me délivre des fils invisibles qui m'attachent à toi. En brisant le charme, je
hello and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Robin and I'm here in the studio for you for an hour of crazy, crazy tunes. I've got a lot of stuff to play as usual. I say that every week, I know. My feature this week is Solitary Pleasures out by Fortner Anderson, who is a spoken word poet now based out of Montreal. But originally from the Midwest, and he is really highly regarded for his performances of his poems, and he has joined on this album by a jazz trio. So, yeah, cool stuff. There's a lot of stuff on here. I'm probably going to play two or three tracks at a time, because they're about a minute and a bit each. So I'm going to start with the first three. This is May 6th, May 8th, and May 9th. And again, this is Fortner Anderson. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Robin, and this is The Rib.
May 6th. The street's trees sprout into spring, a green so tender I can't look. And this afternoon, a moment of sun between cloud and rain, arms so pale, a shock of red hair passing in a moment of awkwardness. I must have stared, unaccustomed to the warmth. May 8th. Doing laps around the park. Stepping into a school of pigeons, stirred into flight. And one, wings and pinions extend, gray the color of blood, coital blue, eye white. I could have reached out and touched. It seemed so real. May 9th. I knew the man in the wheelchair passing through the door to the sidewalk terrace. As I looked up, our eyes crossed before his head sagged to his chest. For all my good intentions, held immobile, speechless, unable to welcome, unable to embrace, in the first warm hours of spring.
All right, so that was the first three tracks from Solitary Pleasures Out by Fortner Anderson. And I just want to tell you who are his musicians. He's got Mikhail Cote, Sam Shalabi, and Alexandre Saint-Ange accompanying him there. And we'll hear lots more from that. I think I recognize that second poem. I don't even know where I would have heard that before. Anyway, I'm going to play you some Tom Waits now. This is from Bad As Me's newest album, and it is the third track, Talking at the Same Time.
Those
May 10th. A morsel of lunch dislodged in a wash of blueberry tea. A startled presence, fragile, yet stark as a scar. Shall I keep my money liquid, in property, or cash? A short young man in a maroon peacoat takes his girth for a stroll. And Leo phones, looking for addresses. His first week of chemo, a thing of the past. A day of agendas, minutes, vision statements, harassment complaints, employer obligations, cash deficits, increased liabilities, draft bylaws, scale rates, finance grind. Distributors gross and a cross collateralization. There were transgressions at lunch, taking form of grilled poulet citron, then the babes on Saint Laurent, and apologies. I hope I wasn't too rude. In the evening, the story of a young boy watching a bus explode. And on the front page, another decapitation. Book fair. There are anarchist people of color and anarchist queers, and anarchists from Ontario and Winnipeg and the Centre Sud. There are anarchists live on air and others painting banners for a march up the hill to bait the rich. I've bought a red cloth patch that reads Class War. A coffee, a ginger cookie, looked at the wares, and walked home to take a nap.
All right, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM, and that is Fortner Anderson with his poetry, accompanied by a trio all from Montreal, and that was May 10th, May 12th, and May 15th, those three tracks. And this album was written throughout the course of a year, and it's interesting, the first 10 tracks all take place in May, or were written in May. These are the poems of, I assume, the date the poems were written. And then there are 5 written in June, 6 written in July, 5 in August, 2 in September, 4 in October, and then 1 in November, one in December and nothing until April of the next year. So, that's, I don't know. For some reason, that's interesting to me. Now I'm going to play you a trio of tracks, all put out on the Music Works 111. And these are all by Sarah Peebles. And Sarah Peebles is really interested in bees. The first track here is called Condo Living. And I picked this because, well, it's spring. I'm starting to see a lot of bees. Weird things are happening to me with bees. And also, there are a lot of condos coming up in Vancouver. And, well, you know what we all think about that. Well, I've noticed a lot of dead bees around the outside of my house. Like a really strange number, like a lot of them. And so I'm kind of wondering about that. It's a little bit of a mystery. And where are they coming from and what happened to them? So the first track here called Condo Living is field recordings from the Audio Bee Booth that was recorded from the Toronto Zoo outside there. The second track is called Lift, and this is recorded and by Sarah Peebles, also very highly influenced by the bees themselves. And the third track, Hive Study Number 3. I'm going to read a little bit about this one. This one says, okay, Hive Study Number 3 reflects on cultivated pollinators with whom humans have had a very long cultural and agricultural association. As of late, we have widely replaced cultivated honeybee species historically used in Asia, India, Africa, Mexico, and other places with domesticated Western honeybees, which are not indigenous to North America. Other bees managed for large-scale agribusiness include three species of bumblebee, one species of leafcutter bee, and one species of orchard bee. 16 million alkali bee are managed in the U.S. In contrast, there are more than 18,000 species of bees worldwide, which is interesting. So I'm going to play through those three. And here is the first one. This is more of the field recording. Here's Condo Living.
Artists in Our Midst welcomes their 20th anniversary by inviting the public to join them for two popular art events this spring. Event 1 is a free Roundhouse exhibit and birthday party on May 16th. One day only at the Roundhouse Community Center at 181 Roundhouse Mews in Yale Town. There will be an artist reception from 7 to 10 p.m. and don't miss out on the birthday cake bash at 8. Following up the birthday bash, there will be a free open studios walk on May 19th through the 21st. Studios will be open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and to see participating artists and a map, visit the website at artistsinourmidst.com. Western Canada's largest independent music and arts festival, Sled Island, features over 200 bands, including Feist, The Hold Steady, Archers of Loaf, and Andrew WK. Sled Island also features comedy, film, and art at multiple venues in Calgary, Alberta, from June 20th through the 23rd. Festival passes are on sale now at sledisland.com. Get your sled on.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to the Rib on CITR 101.9 FM, and those were three tracks by Sarah Peebles, released on Music Works' 111th issue, and that last track was called Hive Study Number 3, and I'm going to move into June now with my feature, and play three tracks that he wrote in June, or poems he wrote in June. This is June 12th, June 18th, and June 28th. And if you're just tuning in, these are from Fortner Anderson's latest release, Solitary Pleasures. This is out of Montreal. And following that, I'm going to play some... Okay, I was reading about The Residents on Pitchfork earlier today, and... I was like, oh yeah, you know, I haven't listened to them in a long time, and I really don't know all of it. Like, I'm not even close to knowing all of their music. I listen a lot to the Commercial album, which is super fun. Meet the Residents, such a good album. And so I found here in the station the Residents American Composer Series, Volume 1, George and James. So this album is pretty funky. George Gershwin is the lucky composer that they choose to cover in the first three tunes. After that, the rest of the 11 tracks are all James Brown covers. So I'm going to play Summertime for you. It's a Gershwin track, but this reimagined by the Residents. And when did they do this? Maybe 1984. This is a re-release, though, out by the Cryptic Corporation in 2000. So, yeah, it looks like 84. Anyway, you know, they're fun. So here, I'm going to stop talking now. This is Fortner Anderson, June 12th.
June 12th. Apprehensive about lunch with friend undergoing chemotherapy. Dismay reading Chomsky. Equivocate with a colleague. Threaten the absent, railing to myself. Begrudge making supper. First time in weeks. Regret not introducing myself. Rationalize hypocrisy. Reveal herpetic sores to girlfriend. Repulsed by mottled hands as they touch the bread. Shit twice. It's a hot night, no air at all. Beats from Saint Laurent DJs splash up past darkened row houses. Stragglers from the street fair eddy in a pool on the corner. Their evening spent downing pitchers, watching the endless flow. Never once the same. Now they're loud and sluggish. They disperse with regret toward cars, toward toward home, ever more beats, ample distraction. I can't recall a single event today that meant something to me. June 18th. June 28th. My talk is broken-limbed. It lurches through a field of unrecognizable clutter and void. A few words fall out onto the table amidst gnawed bones of grilled chicken to collapse. I watch curious at what this entanglement of breath and flesh might tell if it could stand and speak. Thank you.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with radio-ness? I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials? I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
Mark? And
Jason?
The Bear? All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette.
Because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
As interesting as listening to this PSA is, there's nothing quite like watching it. Watching what, you ask? The annual showcase of films that accompany it as part of the POV, or Persistence of Vision, Film Festival. This showcase of short films written, directed, shot, edited, and produced by students in the film production program at UBC happens only once a year. On April 27th and 28th, join the POV Festival at the Empire Granville 7 Cinemas in the heart of downtown Vancouver as these magnificent films are debuted. For tickets and information, visit povfilmfestival.com.
All right, this is The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Robin, and So we were just listening to The Residents do a cover of George Gershwin's Summertime. If you are just tuning in, I'm going to play now three more tracks for my feature. Skipping to July now for Fortner Anderson here. I'm going to play July 2nd, July 7th, and July 9th. Following that, let's see, what do I have? Oh, decisions. Okay, maybe I'll end the song with end the show with the less weird stuff that I've chosen for the day. And I'll play you a couple of tracks from this two-disc release out of Victoria. I don't really know a lot about this guy, but his name is Psychic Pollution, and he is out on Eat Glass Records. What a horrible image. And it's J-Zero Schurman. Anyway, you can hear this at psychicpollution.bandcamp.com, too. I've been listening to a little bit there. It's super glitchy at times, just like extremely ambient. Some tracks are more interesting than others, of course. To me, I'm sort of, I'm extremely picky with the ambient sort of stuff going out there, so... I picked a couple of tracks. I picked one from each disc. Ambient 1 and Ambient 00. And I'm going to play them to you after these three tracks by Fortner Anderson. So that is first.
July 2nd. Day after Canada Day. 2:27 a.m. Everyone's still awake. The streets alive, shouting and makeshift drums, smashing bottles. I was puking and crying, and crying and puking. It must have been the acid. After the parade, two stragglers. Stupid, drunk assholes, they cried. Stupid, drunk assholes. Then silence. Mm-hmm. July 7th. I have forgotten the calculus of transcendence, the physics of planetary motion, the Latin of Virgil and Petronius, the elm-lined streets of Bloomington, schoolgirls of Urbandale, the melodies of Evans, the verses of Olson, moans and names of lovers, conversations from yesterday, the reason of work, the pleasure of completion, the fatigue of poverty, the edge of an open boxcar hurtling into the night under a brazen moon. I have forgotten how and when, where and who, yet it continues, and I don't know why. July 9th. The voice of reason. A voice of shame and fear. The voice of mute compassion. A voice of confusion and uncertainty. A voice of denial and desolation. The voice of awkward humanity. Spoke to me when you, a stranger, knelt on the busy sidewalk and spoke gently to the man splayed against the pharmacy wall, his arms flung wide, his hands empty, his florid face upturned. Are you all right, you asked, as I walked by. Thank you.
All right, this is the Rib on CITR. I'm going to throw at you three more tracks from Fortner Anderson. And we were just listening to some weird stuff out by Psychic Pollution. You can Google that. Here is Fortner Anderson. This is from August 12th. No, sorry, 2nd, 5th, and 6th.
August 2nd, Cottage Minke, with its white picket fence, its roses, bentwood chairs, shakes, and yellow trim. En route principale, the tourists pass, looking for scenery and the breaching of whales, while this poetic day book attempts such paltry nonsense. The work of a lifetime, to capture the plump, middle-aged woman with bright red hair, out of breath as she walks up the hill to her Winnebago. August 5th. From his card table, the earnest man with hand-lettered pronouncements posits a network of rails, vast webs crossing Europe, south to Africa, through Asia, linking superpowers deep below the Bering Straits. What's to say to unravel the knot? Lay bare contradiction and lie. Bring some truth. A revelation to save us both. But I keep still, thinking him a simple fool, accosting passers-by on the crowded street, thinking he can change the world. August 6th. T lives in a 1.5. She carries her cat to the park where it chases squirrels. B washes his hands 6 times a day. He works with garbage. I tell them a story of a barefoot man in white who arrived one day with balls of pure smack stashed in baby's coverlets. He left us sick on street corners, clutching guts and retching, wrapped in filth-covered shrouds, signing away deeds for fixes, playing the mule for debts and a Bolivian prison.